Today on Maine Calling, a celebration of Maine ice cream. Ignore the storm for now. Close your eyes and daydream about the perfect summer day in Maine. The sky is robin egg blue. The ocean or lake glitters in the sun. You're with friends, and you all agree to head to your local ice cream stand for a treat. Sounds nice, right? Those days are not too far away, and lucky for you, there are so many choices in Maine for good ice cream. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, we celebrate the tradition of high-quality ice cream in Maine. We'll learn about the Maine Ice Cream Trail, a local film, See You in April about North Street Dairy Cone, and other classic ice cream stands. Plus, we check in with the folks at Giffords, who have recently restarted after last year's devastating fire. What's your favorite place for a cone? Maine Calling is just ahead.
Maine Calling on Demand is made possible in part by Maine Farmland Trust, working with farmers to grow the future of farming and food in Maine. Learn how you can get involved at mainefarmlandtrust.org/learn. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, strengthening Maine's coastal and island communities through education, health, and support. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. For fair weather ice cream fans, this may not seem like ice cream weather, but for aficionados, any day is a good day for a cone, perhaps even with sprinkles on top. Today, we're going to learn all about ice cream in Maine and what sets it apart. This is part of our Passions and Pastimes series. Joining me today, Ann Trenholm, who is a dairy farmer and the Agricultural Promotions Coordinator for the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. And she's going to tell us about her work on the Real Maine Ice Cream Trail. And Lindsay Skilling, who is CEO of Giffords Ice Cream. We invite you to join the conversation. What is your favorite spot to pick up Maine ice cream? What is your favorite flavor? Do you have a good story about, working at an ice cream stand or meeting a future spouse? You can send an email to talk@mainepublic.org, post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. Thank you both for joining us. And I'm going to start with you, Anne, and ask you to give us the big picture. How many ice cream stands are in Maine? How many people making ice cream in Maine? Give us the big picture.
Yeah, so the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry has a really awesome group of people in the Maine Milk Lab, and they are licensing 31 facilities that make a mix or their own ice cream, and they don't necessarily have a cow on site, but we have 9 of those on-farm creameries that are making anything from an ice cream to a custard or a gelato. And of course, there are hundreds of scoop shops across the state. You can find one maybe offering delicious products from Giffords, Beals, anyone who does a kind of a wholesale production facility. So there's so many great options across Maine, and we're just happy to be talking about this, right? We already said ice cream, like snow, is not defined by the seasons. You can appreciate it and make memories in Maine year round. But of course, if you're not really a fan of it, that's a different story. But if you are, there's never a such thing as too much. And those warm temperatures that maybe are on the way will melt it. So perfect timing in a lot of ways to be visiting one of these 9 spots or the 40, supporting one of the 40 licensees in its entirety.
Yeah. And so as a dairy farmer, tell me, what makes a good ice cream?
Okay. Well, I do have to clarify, I'm a retired technically. But to me, a good ice cream is one that has very simple ingredients, right? So I've learned this from some of the training that I had with value-added dairy production. There are places like ice cream schools in the Northeast where you can go. And the biggest thing is understanding what do you want your brand to be? Do you want to be featuring maybe a frozen yogurt? Do you want to come kind of more of like a creamy, custardy feeling? And so are you going to be using some eggs in that mix, a little extra cream? To me, what I really love is just the flavor profiles of ice cream. I think it's awesome in Maine that we have so many places where you could get like a strawberry rhubarb ice cream or a wild blueberry ice cream, apple pie or apple ice cream. So to me, whatever enhances the flavors of using farm fresh ingredients, I'm always a fan of. But I am a sucker for chocolate too. So.
Well, speaking of those brands that are synonymous with ice cream in Maine, we have Giffords. We have Lindsay, who is the CEO of Giffords, with us today, Lindsay Skilling. And before we ask you about the terrible fire last year and the rebuilding, I want to ask you a little bit about the history of Giffords. When did it start? Who started it? What was the vision? And is that still the same?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. In the 1970s, my grandparents, Randall and Audrey Gifford, they moved to Maine. They purchased a dairy in Farmington, and then eventually they purchased a dairy in Skowhegan, Hunt's Dairy, and that's where our factory resides today. In 1983, they sold the milk portion of our business to actually Oakhurst Dairy right in Portland, Maine. And that's when my grandparents were, closing in on retirement. So they gave the option, which is rare, to my father and uncle, John and Roger Gifford, to, decide what they wanted to do with the business. And if they wanted to stick with milk, great. If they wanted to get back to kind of our roots of making homemade ice cream, and exploring that option, then they were going to let it be their choice. So my father and uncle, they made the decision to sell the milk portion to Oakhurst Dairy, where we still get our milk and cream today from local dairies, local farmers. And they decided to take a risk, and they decided to start churning ice cream again the old-fashioned way. And the first year that they made this shift in the early 80s, they sold 10,000 gallons of ice cream. And now today, we can produce that in a given day. So it's just I wanted to point that out to show, how far they built the
Wow.
company for my generation.
But from the beginning, it was clear they were onto something.
They certainly were. They certainly were. Yeah. And then we opened our first family-owned ice cream stand right in Skowhegan, the same location where our factory is, in 1980. And 2 years later, we opened our second stand, Farmington, and then we followed suit with two others. The old Rummel's ice cream, we purchased that in Waterville in 87, 1991, and in 87, we opened our Bangor stand.
Well, you
So,
had really rotten luck a year ago in February of 2023, a really devastating fire. And I have noticed lately, Lindsay, that there are more Giffords flavors in the freezer at the grocery store. So clearly you've restarted. Tell us about rebuilding and where you are today and where you hope to be, by the end of the year.
The past year, it was the most challenging our family and team has certainly faced. It was devastating, as I'm sure many folks have heard. It was hard. We were in the building when it happened. So a lot of people think it happened overnight. It didn't. It happened right that morning. But we're a strong family. We're a strong team, and we are making ice cream again. It was a year and a day since the fire that we produced our first ice cream run. So that was an emotional, exciting day for all of us. And we have been back up since February 3rd of 2024, making ice cream as much as possible. Every day we face challenges and hiccups just from, we had a fire. So. But we're overcoming them, and we are producing ice cream again. It's back on store shelves. We've launched actually a Giffords pint line with seven flavors. So you've started seeing those on store shelves. Our family-owned stands have started opening for the season. And in fact, our Skowhegan stand opens tomorrow at noon. And if you're in Maine, you can see how much snow we've received so far today. So, but we will be opening tomorrow at noon in Skowhegan.
And Lindsay, so are you back up to full strength? Are you back up to full strength?
Not quite. We're getting there. Every day that goes by, we're gaining more and more momentum, if you will. But currently, we're trying to backlog, if you will. We can't make as much ice cream as we sell in the summer months. So typically, this is the time of year that we're building up stock of ice cream and having to store it off site. So that's where we're headed is to get back to that. So we can produce the same amount as we were pre-fire. So that's positive news and
great.
Exciting for our team. So we're just building up stock now.
Well, we already have people sending messages with their favorite Giffords ice cream, and we'll get to those in just a minute. But first, I want to go to Alec Helm, who's calling in. He's the director of the film See You in April, which airs on Maine Public Television tonight and on Saturday. That's the reason we're doing this program today, is to help highlight Alec's film, which is again, called See You in April. It airs tonight at 9:30 on Maine Public Television. Alec, thanks so much for calling in. Tell us about your decision to make a film about an ice cream stand.
Hi, thank you for having me, and good morning. I grew up going to North Street Dairy Cone, which is the name of Waterville's most beloved ice cream shop, and I always loved the ice cream, but it wasn't until I got older that I realized, you know, it's pretty amazing that this business has been there for over half a century and run by the same family and the same couple. And I thought, you know, maybe there's an interesting story there. And as it turns out, there really is. It's a story about perseverance and a family. And it's a love story between Rachel and Don, the two owners. And it's also a story about how a seasonal business survives in Maine. And it became a story about Waterville as well and how Waterville has changed over the years. And it really ended up being a love letter to not just North Street Dairy Cone, but to Waterville itself.
What is the latest status of North Street Dairy Cone now?
I believe they are under new ownership. Rachel and Don retired a couple years ago. And the new owners have continued on with the same flavors and recipes. So it's pretty much exactly the same as it was.
Wow. So tell us, do you have any other favorite ice cream spots, Alec, or is it always North Street Dairy Cone?
For me, it's always been North Street Dairy Cone. I think, you know, the location is so great. It's right near the soccer fields and the Boys and Girls Club. So I was always in that area anyway. And then just growing up and always seeing the same familiar faces there. That's really, for me, it's the best ice cream in the world.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for making the film. Alec Helm directed the film See You in April. It's about North Street Dairy Cone in Waterville. The film airs tonight at 9:30 and again Saturday at 2:30 on Maine Public Television. I'm going to go to the phones here, and I'm going to go to David, who's calling from Portland. Hi, David. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is David. I'm actually owner of an ice cream shop called Willard Scoops, and I was one of the first scoopers there during my college years, but I bought it last year, and I'm excited to kind of open up the shop this year on April 12th. And, but I'm also really proud. We're part of the Maine's Ice Cream Trail, which you talked about earlier. So we're excited to be part of that. And also, I just love the community here. There's so many great ice cream shops. And I want to shout out to Rick Fogno and Joyce Chittick, who own Honeycomb Ice Cream Social in Yarmouth, which is a newer shop. They're doing some awesome things there with their artisanal ice cream. And yeah, we love ice cream and hope people can come out and come to the shop in South Portland at Willard Scoops, and yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
So to be clear, David, this is going to be your first summer season as owner?
We went through part of the season last year, but this is really our first full season, so we're super excited. And we make all of our own ice cream right in our little tiny shop by Willard Beach.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for calling in. David calling from Portland, the owner of Willard Scoops, and I can attest to the high-quality flavors there. Lindsay, I want to come back to you because we do have people calling in and asking and talking about Giffords. Very beloved, of course. Somebody calling in and asking about the grape nuts ice cream. Is that something that you plan to make again?
I will say it's not in the top flavors that we're gearing up to produce, but I will say that we have received numerous requests for this flavor, so it has not been forgotten.
Okay, and Brenda on Facebook says, we live on the West Coast, but if it's okay to weigh in, Giffords, especially Moose Tracks. Is Moose Tracks your best seller?
No.
No?
Oftentimes our black raspberry low-fat frozen yogurt is number one. Oftentimes it beats our vanilla ice cream.
Wow, that's really interesting because I feel as though you're known for Moose Tracks. But it's
we are, but it's not our number one. It is in the top 10, I'll say, but it's not number one.
Oh, my goodness. So I want to ask you, Anne, before we go to a break, which we need to do, but we're talking about flavors. What are some of the more distinctive and exciting flavors that you have discovered, taking samples as you develop the Real Maine Ice Cream Trail?
Yeah, I think there's one over at Canty Cow, which is actually a dairy farm that has expanded to add an on-farm scoop shop. It's, I think, 9 or 10 generations working there. They do a rotational flavor. And when I visited them during open farm day, I have to admit, I took like a little pints of all of their products. They have one that has like a good ripple in there. They've also had these great little ice cream sandwiches. They make their own cookies and then they put in the milk, which is kind of a nice balanced custard flavor with more like the ingredients, I guess, of the cookie profile. So I love that combo. They've done some maple features, which is quintessentially Maine, right? Like get some Maine milk, get some Maine maple syrup. That's a great combo, especially this time of year, right?
And the name of this farm again?
Is Canty Cow Creamery. They're over in Turner.
All right. Well, we are having a delicious conversation today on Maine Calling. If you'd like to join it, 1-800-399-3566. You can send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org or find us on social media. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today's show is all about Maine ice cream and why it's special. With me, Lindsay Skilling, who is CEO of Giffords Ice Cream, and Anne Trenholm with the Real Maine Ice Cream Trail. We have posted a link to that on Facebook and on our webpage if you'd like to find it. That's under the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. Anne is also a retired dairy farmer. You can share your comments and questions. You can talk about ice cream, soft serve, hard serve. We haven't even talked about custard yet. Send an email to talk@mainepublic.org, comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. And speaking of soft serve, on the line now is Laura Gregoire with Red's Dairy Freeze in South Portland. She is Red's youngest granddaughter. Hi, Laura. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I know the answer to this question because, well, opening day at Red's is a holiday, according to my 22-year-old daughter. But so you are closed today, but Red's opens for the season usually during on a mystery day in March, right?
That's correct. Sometime in the beginning of March is when we open.
Tell us a little bit of history
of
your family's
ice cream. People always say that it is the beginning of spring, but she's taken a little longer to get here this year.
Okay. Yeah, spring is taking a little longer to get here, but I have seen some long lines despite the weather. Give us a little bit of the history of your family's ice cream stand.
Sure. So my grandfather started it in 1952. It was actually under Tasty Freeze. And then a few years later, he changed the name once he took over the franchise to Red's Dairy Freeze. Red's was his nickname because of the color of his hair. And since then, it's been in my family. My dad took it over, and then now my sister and I are starting to do that as well.
Well, you're Red's granddaughter. Have all the grandkids been expected to or just loved working at the stand?
We've all just loved working there. It's only me and my sister. We each have three kids, and they also cannot wait until they're old enough to work there. But it's always just been in the family, which is a wonderful thing.
What do you believe sets you apart from other places?
I think what's great is that a lot of people can just walk to Red. They know the schools are right there. There's neighborhoods right there. We get to know people after a time when they come, and it's just been such a well-known place that people just bring their families there to kind of share in that.
Our producer, Cindy Hahn, wants you to talk about the strawberry ice cream.
Oh, yes. So the strawberry is definitely our most popular flavor. It is fresh-picked strawberries from Maxwell's Fields in Cape Elizabeth. We sell out very quickly, sometimes within a day. Sometimes it makes it to 2 days. We will have lines before we even open out to the street or around the building. People will just come and wait and get as much as they can.
Well, before we let you go, Laura, have you reflected upon, do you think about what Red's place is in the community in South Portland, what it means to South Portland?
I do. It's right in the center, and when people, it's used as a landmark. If people say that they live by Red's, or, you know, anyone mentions an ice cream place, Red's is always mentioned. So it's kind of, it's a big deal to see that how many people it's actually affected with ice cream.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and good luck reopening tomorrow. Laura Gregoire, the granddaughter of Red, who is with Red's Dairy Freeze in South Portland. So I'm going to go back to some of the comments from the audience. Let's see here. Round Top and Damariscotta, and there are too many great flavors to list. And I see you nodding. And Spencer's Orange Pineapple was the best. Spencer's Ice Cream of Bradley, Maine. She says was the best. Does that mean Spencer's is no longer there?
I don't know about that one. I'm not as familiar with that one, but I do know there's so many scoop shops that It's hard to know all of them. I think I did get that number for you, Jennifer, and I think there's 241 scoop shops that are using ice cream from the 40 plants that our Milk Lab helps support throughout the year. So it's possible. Anything's possible, right? snow in April.
Moment. An email from David. I was the plant manager of Mayfield Dairy in Tennessee until we were bought in 1990. In 1990, I oversaw the production of 1.1 million gallons of ice cream. To address the question of quality, almost any fresh ice cream of good ingredients is good. Any ice cream subjected to heat shock and freezer burn, whether cheap or high-end, is horrible, with large ice crystals and a gooey texture. I love the two dipping parlors near me, one in Rangeley and the other in Aquasic. There is also a shop in Mexico I frequent when driving south. Great products and staffs. So, Lindsay, I'm going to toss it to you. Do you agree with what David said? And are there any secrets that you're willing to talk about? Any things that you believe are just essential to good ice cream?
I would certainly agree with him. We use, at Giffords, we use 1940s-era Cherry Burrell freezers. We buy them when they come up at auctions. They slow churn the ice cream, so there's less ice crystals within the ice cream. And as soon as we can, you know, it's on the conveyor belt and it's going into a tri-tray hardening system so that it can freeze as soon as possible, which again goes back to less ice crystals in the ice cream, a creamier product. That's the approach that we have used over the years, and we think it's been working for us so far. And, you know, and then also using, you know, local as possible ingredients. I know others have said that on the call this morning, but, you know, Maine wild blueberries, maple syrup, whatever it may be, certainly the milk and cream from local farmers and supporting those farmers. We feel that it makes our ice cream the ice cream that it is today.
And we do have a note that, yes, Spencer's is still running. It's closed for the season still right now, but thanks for that note, Sam. We're going to go here to Solange on Facebook. Mint chocolate chip with a tad of hot fudge at Bailey's, Pine Point Road in Scarborough. The perfect reward for walking part of the Eastern Trail from the marsh to Black Point Road and back. I always ask for a kitty size, and even those are pretty darn big. Is there no longer a single scoop serving size? So great note. And Lindsay, do you see this up at your stand, people who are rewarding themselves for doing something, some hard walk or run?
Yes. They'll ride their bikes to the stands or, you know, walk. Our Farmington stand is close to the college UMF, so they'll walk down from there. And I agree. I think it's a wonderful treat. And you mentioned mint chip, and that's my favorite flavor as well. So now I'm hungry and I want a scoop.
I know. This is a problem of doing this right before lunchtime. Jen on Facebook writes, I'm so excited to try Betty's Mexican style ice cream opening soon in Bangor. Do you know anything about this, Anne? What is Mexican style ice cream?
I'm not as familiar with that. It's like, I think with ice cream, there's so many cultural connections, right? So the recipe selection, which Lindsay has mentioned, and I'm sure most of our Farmstead creameries or even other scoop shops like Willard's, it's a little bit of what you're looking at culturally. Gelato, as an example, that's one style. I'm not familiar. I definitely have had Mexican flavors, but I don't know about the production piece of that. So I'll have to check it out, add it to the trail,
that's okay.
Right?
Let me ask you about something else. I have friends that swear by custard stands. So tell me, Anne, what's the difference between ice cream and custard, and why are people who are crazy about custard so passionate about it?
Well, technically, if you're making a custard style ice cream, you are using an egg base. There's also some purists who will say there's a difference in a mouthfeel between the custard style and the cream content. Some people will get very distinct and say, well, this is a Philadelphia style. So that's one of the biggest distinctions. I think iced cream, like historically, when we look at that, it really was that iced cream. And it wasn't until a couple great people, right, from the Philadelphia area started saying, well, how do we get this to be a frozen product that we're not just, you know, making it inaccessible to the masses, but we want to make it accessible to the masses. So it really has to do with the types of ingredients and recipes that you're using. There is a standard that people can abide by when they create their recipes for ice cream or gelato or whatever that might be. I also think it's important to talk about the novelties, right? We have a trail member, Pugnuts. They make those cute little dipped, almost like a popsicle, but a popsicle is really a fruit-based product. So they're making a little dipped novelty, the lobster, I guess, ice cream pops, if you'd call them. So there is a distinction. Custard's typically egg. And then, of course, some people make their own spin and variations. I used to make an ice cream that was yogurt based. I would call it an ice cream, but it was yogurt based. And then we added a custard to it. That was a family recipe. It would have been hard to replicate to scale, but lots of delicious products. And as Lindsay says, local, fresh, and connected to all these local businesses. Just if it tastes good and the memories are there, that's what's really getting people to enjoy ice cream.
Well, and Lindsay, speaking of novelties, I understand that if you go to a Portland Sea Dogs game, you can have something special from Giffords.
Yes, they sell our Sea Dog biscuits there, or we make them for them, rather.
Yum. An email here from Richard. Around the COVID era, rum raisin ice cream virtually disappeared from grocery shelves over a period of months. This took place across a range of brands, including Giffords, Round Top, Häagen-Dazs, and Friendly's, among others. Can you explain this? And I love this question, Richard, because this is one of my favorite memories of my father. He loved rum raisin ice cream, and I would get in a rum raisin ice cream with him. Is this just that it's a trend that people are eating different flavors now?
Lindsay, do you have any insight on that? I'm guessing it could be a supply chain challenge, but
yeah, Lindsay,
you'd be the expert.
Yeah, so for us, how we, that flavor we made a long time ago. And I think when more flavor options were coming out and different trends, like you spoke to, it, you know, it was kind of bottom of the list for us. And so in order to produce a new flavor, you have to discontinue flavors. And I know that makes, you know, our loyal customers and everyone's stand sad, but that was a flavor for us that just didn't really sell anymore. Similar to Grape Nut, it's not our top flavor by any means. It means it's lower. It's more of a flavor for certain pockets of Maine, really. We notice it sells more in that Farmington-Rumford market for whatever reason. I don't have the answer. But yeah, so we don't make rum raisin anymore either. But who's to say that, you know, years from now we won't be making it again?
And let me ask you that about trends, Lindsay. What is sort of in style now? What do you see trending up?
Yeah. So currently, I'll say unique flavor options are trending. It seems that customers and people that want to try ice cream, they want to try something unique. We just launched our pint line, as I said earlier, and one of the flavors is a spicy strawberry pretzel. It's not my favorite, but fans seem to be raving over it. It's a cheesecake ice cream. It has a pretzel ripple, strawberries, and then it's a habanero spicy kick at the end. It's an unusual flavor if you like spice. And I think that's what folks are wanting. You have those that want to try something new and unique. And then you have those that, you know, they like the vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, mint chip coffee, the basic flavors as well.
So that's so fun. And I just want to say to Richard that I'm pretty certain that Kettle Cove Creamery in Cape Elizabeth has rum raisin. And Anne, you know of someplace else too, right?
Yeah. So there's a family business, Stone Fox Farm Creamery. They actually started out going to farmers markets. And part of the reason they built their business was to support their local dairy farmers. So they were having super premium ice cream with delicious cream from some Jersey cows. And they do make a rum raisin, a traditional one. And now, in addition to the kind of mobile scoop shops, if you will, they've actually opened up their own shop now in Searsport. So you can find them year round. It's worth the drive.
And even you know.
Yeah. The ginger ice cream is great too. And Kathy and Bruce are just like so many of these scoop shop owners and small businesses across Maine. They love their communities. They love being able to provide a great experience and a great product. And you know, if you have an idea, you know, give them a recipe idea for any of these folks. They love hearing from their customers. You're all passionate about it. It's what makes it special.
An email here from Mark. Moxie flavored ice cream at Newport Sawyer Dairy Bar. One of my favorite ice cream experiences. Speaking of a Maine flavor. Also fond of Gifford's unique Maine Black Fly flavor. Little flecks of chocolate with blood red cherry ripples. So there you go, Lindsay. Another shout out for another flavor.
Yes, the Maine Black Fly was certainly one of my favorites growing up. And it's we had to discontinue it. And then we had brought it back for a little bit. And we'll see if it'll make the list for this season or not for us.
We are talking about ice cream in Maine. Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. If you're quick, you can send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org or post to Facebook or Instagram. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling, and today we are ignoring the weather. We are dreaming of summer, and we are dreaming of a wonderful ice cream cone, talking about Maine ice cream. We know not all the ice cream stands are open yet, but many are. Call us and tell us about your favorite. 1-800-399-3566. Send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org or post to Facebook or Instagram. My guest today, Ann Trenholm, with the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry, and the keeper of the Real Maine Ice Cream Trail. Also with me, Lindsay Skilling, CEO of Giffords Ice Cream, which is back in production this year after a really devastating fire last year. So we're really happy that you all are back. I have an email here from Ron. As a 9-generation wild blueberry farm at Brodus Blueberries, we give a shout out to all the Maine ice cream makers who use amazing Maine-grown fruits. So now we've got an email from Vanessa. In Quebec province, I had the best flavor, maple. Of course, it was with syrup from the tree. Sometimes there's a hint of maple in Maine's ice cream, but to my knowledge, Maine does not have a strong maple syrup flavor. Walnuts also taste good with maple. Smiling Hill has wonderful ice cream. The farm atmosphere adds immense pleasure. Shane's is excellent also. Black raspberry with chocolate chips of Giffords is my favorite. I could not live in a town or state that did not have local fresh homemade ice cream. I'm so lucky that Maine qualifies as top notch. So there you go, Lindsay, another shout out.
Like I said, that black raspberry, I'm assuming they're talking about the low-fat frozen yogurt, so you can feel a little less guilty maybe after working out and have a scoop of that instead.
We'll go to Marilyn, who's calling from Holton. Hi, Marilyn. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I just want you to know that up here in Holton, we have a wonderful ice cream stand, Holton Dairy. We're so blessed to have Holton Dairy to provide milk and butter, everything you can imagine. And they will open soon their ice cream stand, which is very, very popular. All kinds of flavors, just totally delicious.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just have to ask you, Marilyn, are you ready for Monday?
Well, we're expecting 40,000, but right now we've got about 6 inches of snow or more, predicted. So the snow just started a few hours ago here in Holton, and it's going to keep going on and on. And so I don't know, but I hope that their stand, if possible, will be open then.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope that, oh, you know what? I'm on their Facebook page, and it says open. So hopefully they'll be open for all the people who are coming to Holton for the eclipse on Monday. Thanks so much for calling in. We'll go next to Kim, who's calling from Waterville. Hi, Kim. Go ahead.
Hi. A couple of things, actually. I wanted to give a nod to John's in Liberty on Route 3. Just extraordinarily delicious ice cream. But also to say to Lindsay that my beloved brother-in-law, Joe Williams, used to have a 7:30 skins game every Saturday at the Lakewood Golf Course with either your father or your uncle. And on Thanksgiving, we would have a great meal at his home in Skowhegan, and he would have a smorgasbord of Giffords ice cream for us to sample with our wonderful pies. So kudos to all the Mainers who make as well as those that enjoy ice cream. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, Kim. Thank you so much for calling with that super fun memory. We'll go on to Karen. Karen's calling from Winslow. Hi, Karen. Go ahead.
Hi. My question is for Lindsay about a Giffords flavor. I fell in love with the Aroma Joe's coffee and peanut butter, and I was told when I went this week that they don't have it right now. Is that going to come back?
Yeah. We're not sure. It depends. You know, again, we're just starting up production again. So I hear you. Yep. I like that flavor also. So right now we're trying to focus on, you know, the top selling flavors to get those made and built up for the season. And then once we get to that capacity, then we'll be making decisions on some flavors such as the Aroma Joes and, you know, the grape nuts and other flavors that have been mentioned. But I truly appreciate your support and your love for this flavor.
Lindsay, yep. I did notice that Camp Coffee is back on the shelves.
Yes, yes, it is. That's my favorite to make in a frap.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Karen, thank you so much for calling in. Pamela on Facebook writes, if you're in the Rockland area, Dorman's Daily Dream is the place to get ice cream, locally owned for decades. They held out when Walmart tried to buy their spot on Route 1. Best chocolate chip mint ice cream ever. And so, Anne, you know, people are passionate about the ice cream stand in their town. This is bigger than a place to get a treat.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we're talking about building memories. We're talking about supporting local businesses. It's awesome to hear the positivity that people have for supporting these Maine grown businesses, whether they're just starting up or they've been here for generations. I will say that the ice cream trail itself was actually the brainchild of some farmers, some dairy farmers, and some scoop shops or ice cream makers who wanted to find a way to invite people to come and make more memories when their scoop shops are open, to spend a little bit of time just delving into those awesome Maine ingredients and bring their families, bring their friends, showcase what Maine is all about. Of course, we have some snow on the ground. We have some people who maybe haven't been able to tune in and listen to us today. But to me, it's amazing how one product can really bring together a lot of people. It's one of those great little luxuries that you can enjoy year round.
John sends an email, and he's backing up Marilyn on how wonderful the Holton Farms Dairy Bar is in Holton. And he says, I recommend the Shake a Sundae, your choice of several sundaes made with hard or soft ice cream sitting on top of a thick, creamy milkshake. The possible combinations are literally endless. Oh, boy, that sounds like a mess. We're going to go to Polly calling from Cumberland. Hi, Polly. Go ahead.
Hi there. What a fun program. We're calling about Maplewood Farm on Route 9 in Cumberland. It's a new place and superb ice cream. She sells it by the quart and every single kind of flavor. You go there, she will give you a taste of what you would like to try before you buy. We have gotten two kinds of coffee, a raspberry, cherry and chocolate chip. You can see we're hooked on it.
Polly, thank you so much for calling in and telling us about this. Just down the road, this is from Jane, an email. Toots Ice Cream in North Yarmouth is the best. Open all year. Fabulous flavors. Great people. So that is something to be open all year. And how many of the stands are seasonal, and how many, you don't have to give me an exact number, are year round. It's kind of unusual to be all year, right?
It is. It's unusual to be all year. And one of the things that I've heard in kind of recruiting people to join the trail is April is that sweet spot. Obviously warmer weather and having maybe a snowplow on site can help this particular time of year, but I would think it's pretty rare. Those who are open year round have actually gotten into the habit of maybe making a take home pint during the 2020, start of the pandemic, if you will. People were offering that because you could just pick it up and take it home and experience that. It's pretty rare, but it's awesome when it happens.
An email here from Tammy. Love at First Light Gift Shop and Ice Cream Shop is located in the easternmost town of Lubeck, Maine. We serve Gifford's ice cream and open seasonally beginning in mid-May. Currently not on the Maine Ice Cream Trail, but would love to be, overlooking the beautiful Lubeck Narrows. So, Lindsay, I know we can buy Gifford's ice cream at the stand in Skowhegan and also in grocery stores, but it sounds as though there are a lot of smaller businesses around the state that also serve at Gifford's.
Yes, we sell to distributors that also distribute to other ice cream stands in our state and some restaurants as well. And we appreciate their loyalty and their support and their patience with us over this past year as well. So we're excited to have a more normal year, we'll call it.
And an email from Roberta. You mentioned, Anne, Stone Fox Farm in Searsport. And Roberta says, Stone Fox Farm has the best gingery ginger and coconut cream. Gingery ginger and coconut cream. And Lindsay, I can't believe nobody has yet mentioned the toasted coconut from Giffords. I'm not sure why that's so addictive, but oh my goodness.
You know what I was thinking? We also have a chocolate toasted coconut. So it's just a spin on the toasted coconut, but it's a chocolate-based ice cream with the coconut pieces in it. So might be something that you'll want to try as well.
That sounds dangerous. We're going to go to Ken, who's calling from Jackson, New Hampshire.
Hi. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my favorite ice cream shop in Maine, and that's on Route 302 in Raymond by Lake Sebago, and it's called The Mosquito. Best name ever.
That is a great name. Ken, thanks for the shout-out. Wendy says that she had worked at a small artisan ice cream place, Just Desserts, and now her favorite local scoop shop is Sweet Cream in Biddeford. They have used my organic mint plant harvest over the years for their plain mint flavor. Delicious. Okay, y'all are making me hungry. Let's see, we'll go to Lisa calling from Rockport. Hi, Lisa.
Yes, I just wanted to mention Freya's in Rockport, right in the harbor, and it's very, very new. I think it's been open two summers, and their ice cream is amazing, handmade. I wish I could give you all the details of the very nice family that run it, and I have a really good friend's daughter who works there right now, and they also do crepes, and their ice cream, though, is just divine.
Lisa, thank you for calling and telling us about Freya's. An email here from Libby. I'd like to send a shout-out to Martin's Moo in Ellsworth, not only for their delicious ice creams, sorbet. One of my children doesn't like dairy, so we love finding places with good sorbet and baked goods, but also for how well they adapted during the first couple of years of COVID, finding a creative way to rearrange their shop and keep open and serving ice cream while being considerate of staff and customer safety. Such a great example of Mainers being community-minded and approaching the challenges with a positive heart. I haven't been there in way too long, but Mount Desert Ice Cream in Bar Harbor deserves recognition for creative, delicious flavors. And Libby, I'm so glad you sent that email. And I'm wondering, during the pandemic, if you found that that was the story all over Maine with ice cream shops, dairy freezes, finding a way to serve their customers in a safe way.
Yes, absolutely. I think they realized that they were something positive, and they had the benefit of being able to kind of use their outside areas as well to help do, call aheads, pickups, things like that. They were a source of joy for sure.
Oh, Anne seems to have frozen up on Zoom. We'll go to this email from Rita. I am doing a school project on desserts. How do you think ice cream and desserts bring communities together? Lindsay, I'm going to send you Rita's question.
Yeah. You know, as you can tell by all of these emails and folks calling in, you know, ice cream, it may seem like a small thing to a lot of people, but it's truly rooted in our traditions here, especially in Maine. It's what brings friends and families together. You know, that's how we make memories, enjoying a cone with our friends and family. We look forward to when all these ice cream stands open up, and it might be a snowstorm, but people will be lined up to get their ice cream because, like someone said earlier, it's a sign of spring in Maine also, and it brings back those happy summer memories. Maybe, you know, people are visiting from other states and they're up at a summer camp. So it's there's something wholesome about it, and it's really something that it brings people together.
An email from Linda, Wild Cow Creamery in Belfast and on the Bangor waterfront. It is especially good, and they are great citizens. Lemon, or the special lemon blueberry that has a very short season, are both to die for. Oh my goodness, that sounds delicious. Trying to see, I feel like I've missed so many emails here. Bernice says, whenever my husband and I have taken a dog from the Humane Society in Waterville for a doggy day trip, we always end the outing with a stop at North Street Dairy Cone. They have pup cups for dogs, and a good and delicious time is had by all. Our own dog is also a fan. Imagine that. And Lindsay, I'm going to guess that you think ice cream is perfectly good for dogs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We also have our own cup with a scoop of vanilla and a doggy bone on top. So it surprises me how many we sell in a given year. But people, you know, dogs are you know, an extension of a family. They're like children, so they wanna treat their dog as well.
Well, I'm so sorry to all of you whose calls and emails we weren't able to get to. We have come to the end of the program. Thank you to Lindsay Skilling, the CEO of Giffords Ice Cream, and Ann Trenholm, a retired dairy farmer and the person with the Department of Agriculture who runs the Real Maine Ice Cream Trail. Today's sound engineer was Sam Tracy. We had help from George Thomas on standby because of the storm. Thank you, George. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. Tomorrow on the program, we shift gears and talk about end-of-life issues and how to talk about death. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.